she is not a government official. In other words, she is just an official of ZANU-PF as a political party. So she has absolutely no basis whatsoever to move around using the two presidential helicopters that she's flying around. These helicopters were bought using state money. These helicopters are part of the presidential fleet, and they're only supposed to be used by the president on official state duty and not on a private political party campaign. So this is a serious abuse of state resources when it comes to vote buying. And again, what we find very, very disturbing and what we want to record our greatest disappointment with is this idea where Mrs. Mugabe threatens the people of Mashonaland Central, saying that Mashonaland Central is a so-called ZANU-PF stronghold and that no other political party should be allowed to come to Mashonaland Central. That is inciting violence.
Mr. Chirumanzu, your turn.
It's worthless to discuss with the people from MDC because what they are only interested in is, you know, heaping, you know, accusations after accusations. But at the end of the day, they are not looking at what an individual is doing. In this case, the First Lady, I believe she is doing wonders. She has been, you know, moving up and down, distributing, you know, having serious discussions with the population of Zimbabwe, trying to map out, you know, strategies on how to alleviate poverty. You know, she has been distributing tractors, she has been distributing shoes, she has been distributing cooking oil. We have vulnerable people, the old people.
But Mr. Chirumanzu, to continue with you there, are these resources, ZANU-PF resources, or these are government resources?
These are ZANU-PF resources, and some of the resources are donations.
No. Those are state resources.
We want people who have got facts, and we have got facts that
Mr. Chirumanzu, the tractors and the helicopters, those are state resources.
The helicopters, Grace Mugabe is the First Lady of this country. She has the right, not the privilege, of using the ZIM number one vehicle, the helicopters, everything that is being accorded to the president. She has got the right, not the privilege, to use.
Let's bring in Mr. Gutu there.
The issue is this. There is a distinction between state resources and state functions and the political party functions. Grace Mugabe is not a government official. She is a ZANU-PF official by virtue of being the Women's League secretary within ZANU-PF. So for her to then use the state resources to campaign for ZANU-PF, that is corruption of the highest order.
Okay.
And for her then to go ahead and threaten people to say no other political party should come to Mashonaland Central, that is a complete disgrace coming from Grace.
Mr. Chirumanzu, we saw yesterday ministers failing to attend Parliament because they were attending Mrs. Mugabe's rally without even notifying Parliament. And the question is, should ZANU-PF business get in the way of government business?
You see, the problem is that, you know, we need to understand how politics works, right? If there is an occasion that requires the answers from the people, therefore, I don't foresee the reason why ministers should attend those rallies. And this is precisely so. This is what happened. And I don't think there is any reason for anyone to complain.
The ministers were supposed to be in Parliament. They did not. They were attending the Grace Mugabe rally.
No, this is not a ZANU-PF issue. This was the First Lady business issue with the people of Zimbabwe as an official of Zimbabwe.
But it was a ZANU-PF function. Those clothes were being distributed to ZANU-PF people.
Look, come on, you are not being a clever journalist. Who told you it was a ZANU-PF function? Even the newspapers you read online, did they say it was a ZANU-PF function? Answer that question.
It was a ZANU-PF function because it was a ZANU-PF rally. It was not a state function because Mrs. Mugabe is not a government official. So she was clearly on the political campaign trail. And it was actually dubbed the ZANU-PF campaign rally. It was televised live on Zimbabwe television.